We recently did a test on your asshole. It turns out that you enjoy it. You know, how about like, they do like the buttercup flower? You're just rubbing that on someone's asshole and being like, oh, it looks like he's gay. It turned yellow.
What happens with the buttercup?
You rub buttercup. Adam, you want to take it away?
Is it the one that gets pollen on you?
You look like you wanted to chime in.
No, I don't know actually what you're talking about, but I assume the yellow stuff is pollen.
Buttercup, rub it underneath your chin. And if it turns yellow, like, you like butter.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Does it happen for everybody?
Yes.
It's one of those old wives'
that's
tales.
Part of the trick.
Interesting.
What's up with these damn old wives? No,
there's just a bunch of old
their
women.
Damn tells.
Old women sitting around a table going, I heard Adam Friedland is a
no,
fag.
They don't say that. They don't say that.
And then some new wives come in. They're like, we heard that too.
No, that's an old wives.
And they're like, and then some medium age wives come in.
I was at Wegmans a week ago, and Adam Friedland was sucking cock in the parking lot.
At the Navy Yard Wegmans.
That's quite a tale.
Is that a fact? At the Navy Yard Wegmans.
Well, it's one of many I have.
And I'm a man that's not a wife to anyone, and I also know that's true.
Honestly, only old wives would say
actually,
that. Everyone else would.
I have his doctor on the phone.
No. Not again.
Dr. Mark Sloan. It's true.
Oh, wow. Adam, I didn't know your doctor was Dick Van Dyke's character.
Trying to solve a murder at the nursing home. It seems that no one was in the room with her at the time, but her heart exploded.
Yes.
And so they think maybe she was poisoned.
Doc,
I finally got the evidence back. It turns out Adam Friedland was sucking cock in the parking lot.
Lady, that was her son.
She found out
he was gay and she had a heart attack
and died. She fucking died because
Adam Friedland sucked his cock.
Yeah, son was an old bowl of fruit, if you know what I mean. A big old Chiquita basket.
Hey, guys, listen. You're going to want to watch Diagnosis Murder if you're going to be listening to this show from now on.
We're getting into this new show.
Because we will be watching it every time before the regular episodes.
He had a box of raisins where his fucking brains is supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
And they were making him do gay shit.
Wow.
That is a good... If you're gay... Well,
Dr. Mark Sloan came by earlier. It turns out Edith's grandson was a homo, and that's why she died. But you'll never guess whose cock... Who was sucking his cock. Was it Adam Friedland?
He fumbled that.
Yes. Adam fumbled an entire football team into his ass.
I don't know.
When a football team fumbles and everyone on the field kind of piles on trying to pretend they got the ball?
Uh-huh.
That's what an entire football team did to Adam's ass.
They
made it extra gay by doing a 2-inch conversion where they gave him a reach around.
The 2-inch conversion.
Mm-hmm. But they gave him the reach around and they converted his dick into a clit.
Well,
officially speaking.
They flipped it like a clit.
If anyone's...
Like you would. They kind of flicked it up and down instead of jacking him off. It wasn't big enough.
Is that what happened to you, Adam?
Who fumbled it now?
Just to be...
Why don't we... You're going to come into this nursing home, young man, and try to say the tales are wrong.
I'm sick of these damn old wives.
Well, as we noted, it's also young wives.
Oh, Janice, I forgot to tell you. Last week, I took a flight to Las Vegas.
Oh, no.
And there was a young man on the plane, and he was letting everyone shoot in his mouth. And that boy's name was Adam Friedland.
Were you really doing that, Adam?
No, but it is.
Yes. Yes, he was.
It sounds like
he was doing it the whole flight.
It sounds like.
And
me.
When we landed, the jetway wasn't working, so Adam bravely volunteered. They pulled the plane into his ass, and
he parachuted down.
We all walked through his ass and out of his mouth into the airport.
So he parachuted down to allow the plane to somewhere to land?
No, but it was taxiing.
Oh, it was taxiing.
Yes.
I hate when they say taxiing.
Why?
Because
driving. You sucked cock in a taxi.
It reminds
because
me.
Because taxiing
just
is
say
when
driving.
He, taxiing is when he hangs out on the east side of Central Park at night and ask strange men if they want to split a cab.
No, it's too dangerous in Central Park.
Everyone
which knows.
Serves two. It's like cruising, but you do it outside the park.
And he also, gets to save money.
He's saving money. That's right. Just another old wives' tale.
Yeah.
But
which is once again
subject,
not true.
Which is true.
No, that's old wives' tales aren't true. That's the point of them.
No, that's that.
No,
is an old
just...
wives'
tale. Wow.
Oh God. Shit. Damn it.
I'm talking checkmate. About a group of old women that always tell the
that
truth.
Are that are very
those
truthful.
Aren't old wives'
they're
tales.
Old truth tellers. They're in the nursing home, talking about you, telling the truth in there. Anyway, where was I? Oh, right. The plane went in his ass.
I don't know.
And they opened the door. And then we all walked through his ass and out of his mouth into the airport.
No, I'm confused because obviously his ass is big enough to fit a plane.
Yes.
For sure. But I didn't realize his mouth was too.
It's because the,
no, the people on the plane came
he'd
out. He'd
been
of
fucked so thoroughly
I
through.
I see.
Yeah.
I see.
They call it spit roasted.
He's yeah. been spit roasted.
His whole body looked like an old condom.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Boneless. Boneless and limp.
Only takes form when a cock is inside of him.
Yes. He's like one of those wavy it's guys. Like,
yeah, the used car dealership. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, have you ever seen a Muppet without just like on like Kermit on the floor?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's sad.
Fucked up. It's sad. That's sad. You without a dick
yeah,
in your
another
ass.
Another thing, I was looking. I was actually in the market. I was going to buy a Prius,
right?
To get around to tool around town in, and I found one, and I went to Carfax, and you have to put the VIN in.
Uh-huh.
And so I was copying, pasting the VIN over, but I had, previous to that, I had copies Adam's name for some reason.
Right, okay.
And I accidentally pasted that into Carfax
plausible,
when I searched.
Plausible.
It said he was a fag.
Oh, really?
Oh, on it was car website.
You were getting the Carfax happened to also have the Adam's
name. Did it say
fax?
If I had any
it
accidents
said,
or anything
it
like
said
that?
Miles. It said miles. Hundreds of millions of guys. It's every black fraternity chapter in the country.
Black.
Omega Sci Phi. Omega Sci Phi. That's how you actually get
he
in.
He did the intense. The
Jack
intensity.
Was in Omega Sci Phi.
Yeah, till we
the
die.
Intensity in 10 cities store.
Ted Nugent fucked his ass yeah. too. Wow. See, I thought you were going to copy and paste his name into the Carfax, and it was going to say he's sucked the guy's cock in every car in the world.
That also was on there.
That would be at least auto-related.
No, he was getting the fax on Adam through the website.
Can you put anyone's name in that?
I
they
guess.
Call him the Cape Town King of Roadhead.
Wow. A proud descendant of the tube hog, what was it? The tube hog of Cape Town?
Oh, my grandmother?
Your grandmother?
She recently celebrated her 90th birthday. So
Dude,
just happy birthday
down.
To her.
Just imagine zooming into some like 90-year-old woman's birthday. She's like out of her mind.
Yeah.
And she just starts like reminiscing on all the cocks she sucked.
Yeah. That's going to happen. Yeah. Dude, when
we
I'm
just
old,
had her,
I
we just
got
had a Zoom birthday for her.
So many times.
Are you kidding me, dude? When I'm on my deathbed, I'm going to be thinking of, yes, my, like, family, but 50% that shit, 50% like the best tits I ever sucked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorite activities, just sitting on a porch thinking about some nice breasts that have been in my mouth.
Yeah. I like doing that, too.
That's better than fucking, honestly, is thinking
the corn
about
cob
the titties.
Pipe.
That sounds awesome. Oh, for me, honestly, it's with, I don't know. In about
and then
in about 15 minutes, I can say what
Jessamy
it was about.
Jessamy's like,
maybe.
What you think about Boston? I'm like, just the Lord.
Who's that? Jessie May?
Jessamy. You know, she works around the around
she's
the property.
She's paid.
When
she
you're
paid
in your fantasy
her.
Of your old age, you have a woman named Jessamy.
You
works.
Have a slave?
No.
I didn't say
he
that.
He didn't say that. He said works.
Oh, yeah. She works. Well, slaves work. They're just not paid for
I don't know why you assume she's a slave, Adam.
Because he talks about
You're bringing know, some fucked up racism into this discourse.
No, Nick has an antebellum-style fantasy about his future.
You don't know anything about it except that there's somebody named Jessamay. And then he's smoking a corn cob pipe
on a
He didn't say where it is.
Thinking about the Lord.
He said the Lord.
Which is the fake answer for the real answer.
I think that kind of elicited.
A nice pair of tits.
Yeah. It is nice to think about
old pair. Fucking cans.
Well, yeah, speaking of diagnosis, it is now, isn't it? Speaking of diagnosis murder, we saw a nice pair of old lady tits.
We did.
The episode with Dom DeLuise that we just watched.
That's right.
I'm so glad I got this show. I've been trying to sell people on
it. You were absolutely correct, bro. Honestly,
it's quite possibly the worst television show.
You've been
show
talking
of all
about
time.
It, and I was like, this doesn't sound that good. But then seeing it, I'm like, this is one of the best things I've ever seen in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck, what was that lady with the big tits name, that redhead? She was on the Love Boat. Barbara Rhodes. We looked. You couldn't see her tits. They don't. Mm-hmm. If you search Barbara Rhodes nude, nothing comes up. But she could absolutely get a fucking prickadel in her old age too.
Oh, by the way, I saw a picture of your penis earlier, and I was hoping I could jack off to it.
Oh man! And then if you search Barbara Rhodes nude. You don't see her, but you do see some incredible big-ass conical breasts from, let's see what this lady's name is, and you guys can just look her up.
What was the reason?
Miss December 1968, whoever that is, good God almighty.
From Playboy magazine?
I would honestly shoot Adam in the head to be able to fuck this woman.
She's probably dead, Stavros.
Well, the one in the picture. Cynthia Myers.
What was the reason for the conical breasts?
I don't care, and I'm pissed that they're not.
Bras were that shape, and
maybe.
Then it molded women's breasts to be that shape when you took the bra off.
I want them back if that's the case.
You don't see those.
You really
nowadays.
Don't.
You know, that's an old style of breast.
You really don't, and I'm kind of pissed off. I haven't seen a conical titty in my time.
I would like to see a funnel shaped tit.
Yeah. Well, you know what, Adam? You're pissing me off. Talking about how much you like tits, okay?
Why?
Coming onto my
mean?
Corner. I'm the guy who
what
likes
mean
tits.
Your corner.
I'm on the titty corner.
I'm
you
a guy,
that.
Dude. I'm a fellow like any other
You've
fellow.
You've never
we all
wanted
like
to
tits.
See breasts.
I've never wanted to see breasts.
Not really.
All right.
Back
this
me up
is a
here,
ridiculous
Nick.
Conversation.
Back me up here.
Yeah,
Nick.
Whatever he said is the thing.
Thank you. You've never been that big of a fan of big ass titties, and you know
no,
it.
Never.
I've fallen,
and you fucking know yeah. it.
I've fallen in love and out of love.
You know, I was at the animal shelter last week.
No, stop it. I'm sick of these damn old wives.
You don't even know what he's going to say.
And there was a woman.
Oh, this is rude. It's going to be
something
rude.
There was a woman there with the biggest tits I've ever seen, and even I got horny. But yeah. I'm some old cunt.
I'm some old dried up
bitch. I'm just some old dumb bitch. And Adam came in, and everyone was hooting and hollering at this lady with the big tits, and we were spraying Mountain Dew all over her shirt. And Adam,
at the animal shelter.
That's right. That's right. Classic big titty Tuesday down at the fucking animal shop.
Everyone's fucking spraying Mountain Dew on this
at
fat
Bushwick
titty bitches.
Gives. At the Bushwick Gives.
And in comes Adam, and what does he do?
And he started throwing up.
That's
not
true.
And he was like, can anyone
that's
help
not
me?
True,
I've got to get my kale mandarin orange... Big lunch that I had. My
yes.
big
one leaf of kale.
It's nice putting mandarin oranges in a salad.
Me and my girlfriend made lunch today. It's fucking it's French fries made out of dust and old daddy long legs boiled. Soy sauce, daddy long legs.
Well, at least I have a girlfriend. That's the main point of that.
And
story.
No, he doesn't.
He was lying.
He was lying, and then he said, somebody needs to help me get all these bugs back in my stomach that I ate.
Uh-huh. And also, there's a giant boa constrictor in my ass.
And there's a giant boa constrictor in his ass, and he threw up from seeing the big tits. And how did he get the lunch back in his stomach? A man with a large penis put all the vomit on his dick. And he said, well, I don't mean to... step out of line here, but
he's like, having to talk like that too. Like, huh?
I'm the janitor of that spot. You see, the amount of vomit here looks to be exactly the same size as my cock.
Right.
So
right,
if we want to put it back into your stomach, the most efficient way is to lube up my cock with all your with your nasty ass lunch,
yeah.
And then I fuck it back into your mouth and ass.
Oh, and his ass. Hit it from both sides.
How can it? You said I got it back into my stomach.
And
well, from the ass and from the mouth.
Yeah, I don't know.
And
with enough force.
And you know what happened?
Yeah.
That man worked so hard that he had a heart attack.
Wow.
And he died.
Wow. Adam has caused the death
That's
of two
disgusting.
People.
That's disgusting.
The grandma whose heart
Eating
exploded.
Vomit off of a man.
Well, don't. It is
revolting.
Disgusting, and you
even
did
for
it.
You.
You did
even
it. Why are you saying it like it's something like Nick made up?
Yeah, listen,
are you calling this not, old woman a liar?
I'm not even here, dude.
No, it's that old lady.
I was fucking. I was
Nick
in,
went to the bathroom.
In, she, this old woman is nasty.
I've been hanging out in the AutoZone parking lot.
That's right.
Trying to get a job.
That's right.
Some of us has to afford the equipment for this show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Despite a lot of people don't realize this, but the Patreon money. Basically, every month has to go to new gear.
It will, yeah. And reconstructive surgery for Adam's asshole.
That's
yeah,
it, too.
That's true.
All of that.
Yeah.
We have
getting the slack back.
Paying royalties to those women in the nursing home, the truth tellers.
That's right. The truth tellers.
The lone
grandmas.
Gunman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't like those ladies.
I like them.
I think they're really cool, actually.
You know, last week, my grandson, he showed me how to hack into Adam's bank account.
Why?
And wouldn't you believe there's been a daily Venmo payment to a man named Bruno?
For what?
How much?
$80.
$80 every
what?
Day? To a man named Bruno?
Yes.
Did it caption it anyway?
Yes, there's always the winking and then the eggplant emoji. Or some variation.
So what am I paying? What am I paying
for? The it's always the bride emoji and then an eggplant and then the black police officer and then five spaces and then the binoculars and a smiling nerd.
It's not nice. Come on, that's not true.
Really, every day?
Every day.
$80
every day.
For that?
That's not true.
To some guy named Bruno. I swear.
Wow. That's interesting. Because I'm just kind of parsing the tea leaves here. It seems like we've added a whole new dimension to gay. Adam, who's been very gay so far in your old truth tellings.
Yeah.
Now he appears to be a cuckold as well.
No, like a boy. Oh, yes. Yeah, cuckold.
That's very. He's. This is a very dynamic guy.
You're not. You don't believe. We've been friends for how long? You can't believe this.
You
later.
Know what though, Adam? You don't know people sometimes.
You know.
You don't
me.
Really know everything.
You know me.
With their
Come
inner
on,
lives,
me.
You don't really.
I tell you all. You know all of my inner lives.
Well, that could be too. That could be a little bit of you kind of throwing us off the scent. Red herring with all the stuff you say. To hide the fact that you're really gay and want to watch your girlfriend get fucked by a black guy named
police
Bruno,
officer.
Who's dressed as a police officer or is a police officer. It's not exactly clear, but...
Yeah, no member of the arms... No member of the force would be engaging in prostitution like that. That's all I'm saying. It's very implausible. And for $80...
Every day, $80?
It's not that much money, really, for sex work.
Yeah, but it adds up.
It's like $50,000 a year.
Yeah, $80 so. Every day.
I guess if it's...
Oh, boy.
So that's a lot of labor, you know?
It is.
And, you know, he could get in real trouble with the force for you telling tales out of school like this.
I'm a sex worker.
Is it also the janitor? The same guy? Is that how you met Bruno? He fucked your ass That's and so, mouth. He fucked the vomit. You were like, I like the way you work that tool. Well, he was, I got an idea for it, actually. He was
I'm like, just a janitor.
What size pants are you, Bruno?
I'm moonlight as a police officer that specializes in brides.
He was studying for his detective's exam.
The
benign.
The benign.
Is there a nerd emoji?
Yeah, you know there
oh,
is.
Oh, the nerd
you send
smiley.
It to Bruno every day.
The nerd smiley.
It's in your receipts,
with
man.
With the glasses.
It's look, in your free
We room. Heard the old ladies. They only, hacked into your bank account.
I only and they saw your Venmos, dude. I only do private transactions.
If this stuff is making you horny,
mm-hmm.
you can check out BlueChew.com.
You okay, gotta check yes, out you BlueChew. Can.
BlueChew.com is the simple male enhancement solution for guys whose dick don't work.
Who's the guy whose dicks are soft as fuck.
We're talking some primo medication delivered directly to your door in discreet packaging.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
All right? None of this
no
fucking...
No one knows. It's a little brown envelope. Could be anything.
Could
yeah,
be anything.
I think you're some sort of spy
could
or something.
Could be drugs.
Getting a dossier.
It could be a bill from... The fucking nursing home.
That's right.
You know, where your mom is telling true stories.
Telling true stories about certain podcasters.
BlueChew.com is a website that sells pills. We've been instructed.
Not they sell chewables.
They sell chewables. You've been instructed not to
and
say.
And you don't chew them. But you don't take a Blue Chew, by the way.
You don't take a Blue Chew, you chew it.
You chew the Blue Chew. You chew on it the way Adam chews on his upper lip in... ecstasy when a man fucks his ass. I guess
it's bottom
lip.
Bottom lip is more natural.
Yeah, it is bottom. Yeah, that's how you chew the Blue Chew. just yes. like that.
Yeah.
I want Blue Chew.
Blue Chew.
Can't wait to go to BlueChew.com.
There are two different types of Blue Chew. There's sildenafil and tadalafil, which are the generic ingredients.
Nope, you're not allowed to say that.
Oh, you're not.
No, yeah, that was one of the, there was a bunch of shit. They're like, you can't say.
Okay, well, we're not.
Well, we don't know what's in it.
We don't know what
but
that means.
But it makes your dick hard.
But it gets you real hard.
You.
I don't think we're allowed to say that either.
You can't say it gets your dick hard?
I think that's the only thing you're allowed to say, actually.
Oh, okay.
There's something you're not allowed to say. You can use it to fucking ape if you want.
We can
say
that.
They
explicitly said that.
Yeah, they said you're allowed to use it to fuck animals.
Really? That's what they. So they sent a very lengthy email about what we're allowed to say.
I'm still pulling up.
And
the email.
One of them was that you're allowed to fuck animals
off
using
the top
Blue
of my
Chew.
Head. I think that was one of the things.
Okay, so I use it to have sex with women personally.
This episode is sponsored by Blue Chew. Say it with us, Blue Chew. At which.
Blue Chew.
So
Blue Chew.
At home has to, if you're listening to this podcast, say Blue Chew.
Say Blue Chew
Blue
with
Chew.
Us.
On three. One, two, three.
Blue Chew.
You know how many fucking losers really just did it?
Yeah, I know. So embarrassing for them. If you just
like
said
I'm
it, you're a loser.
Out.
Fucking kill yourself,
we
bro.
We would never hang out with you.
Just at home. I said Blue Chew with them. That's right, Adam. You are gay. Adam's the gay one.
Wow, you're just like one of the fellas.
Shut up, Adam.
Sorry. Sorry.
Say it with us on three. Shut up, Adam, everyone. One, two, three. Shut up, Adam.
Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis.
Oh.
But they said they don't say you can't call it generic. That's the problem they have.
I see. So it's the same active ingredients.
Yeah.
Just like I said same
Adam
ingredients.
Has a generic dick.
That's right.
It is true. Generic.
It's kind of the
generic
pink
issue. Cut.
Ew, pink and cut. Yuck. Come
what
over here.
Black.
I don't have black. Cut. It's we've mentioned this. It's a tanner than you'd think.
Yeah.
It's a olive, darker olive hue.
It's Stephanie tanner than you'd think.
That's true.
And it's
it
uncut.
Like a,
Michelle. Michelle. Stop looking at my penis.
Stop looking at my dick,
uh-oh,
Michelle.
Uh-oh, I can see his penis.
Now back to the ad about dick pills.
But it's chewable. Oh, you guys remember Full House? Anyways. Chewable form.
By the way, let me say this.
Yeah.
Elizabeth Olsen is basically like, people were like, damn, the Olsen twins, what happened to them? Well, guess what? Now there's one that has big tits. Mm-hmm. Pretty big tits.
The sister.
Yep.
Yeah. She's in one division.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's how you said WandaVision.
Did you watch it?
I watched a couple eps.
I never watched it.
Blue Chew tablets help men achieve harder, stronger erections to combat all forms of ED.
Mm-hmm.
Dick don't work.
Damage dick don't from, workitis.
Damage from the Iraq War. Being a closeted homosexual. being molested as a child. Mm-hmm. You can't stop thinking about it every time a woman touches you.
Being fat as shit.
Being fat as shit.
Uh-huh.
So basically everyone on this podcast has some mix of all those problems.
He didn't describe me at all.
The halfway through having sex, remembering a song parody that takes you out of it. halfway through your sex, starting to do a racist voice in your head. Say, I'm just going to fuck this pussy, yeah, boss. I'm losing an erection. Oh, don't mind me. I'm just fucking this pussy, yeah, boss.
Smiling. She says, what's going on? You say, like, nothing.
You
shut
have
up.
To pretend your back hurts and that you're wincing. No, I'm just in a lot of pain. I hurt my back. I think you blew my back out. The process is simple. Sign up at BlueChew.com, consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, they'll receive your prescription within days. The best part, it's all done online. BlueChew's licensed medical providers work with you to find the right ingredient and strength for your prescription.
Mm-hmm.
Don't like swallowing pills? No problems here. They'll fuck it into your stomach off a janitor's penis.
Janitor's Adam Friedland style.
They call it the Adam Friedland Buffet. You can suck all the pills off a man's cock.
That's right.
BlueChew's sildenafil.
Sildenafil.
And tadalafil.
Tadalafil.
They even have, they even put this in here for me to spell it out in
fuck
phonetic.
That.
Blue Chew's tablets
we'll
are
say
made,
it the way we want.
Made in the USA, and they prepare and ship direct, so it's cheaper than a pharmacy. If you could benefit from extra confidence when it's time to perform, visit BlueChew.com for more details and more safety information.
Mm-hmm.
How about this? Fuck the safety information. Try Blue Chew free when you use promo code COMETOWN at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com, promo code COMETOWN, to receive your first month free. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring.
Oh, we really thank you,
you
guys.
Thank you so much.
The don'ts. Use care to avoid below, or else your ad may need to be edited or pulled.
Anything good? We don't have to mention
a lot of
it.
The shit we already did, I guess.
But remember, take it. Don't chew it.
Oh, yeah. I think they added a new one. This shit where we can't say girls should take it. Because I guess it'll kill women or something. Another thing women are bad at, medicine.
Getting your dick hard.
Yeah, that's pathetic.
Dude, those, oh my God.
They can't even get their dicks
hard. I went
to
Defani's the other day, and there were like three old Italian guys having like just the wildest conversation.
Hell yeah.
They covered every topic. Cuomo, transgender stuff, racism.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
What are the highlights? And in like a 5-minute, you know, window.
Yeah.
But one of them was going off. He's like, it's Staten Island High School. They got a high school in Staten Island. They got a transgender day. Will you show up? You want to be a girl that day? All yours, pal. You show up in a fucking dress. They do it. They got a transvestite teaching a transgender class to fucking fourth graders. I mean, it's like, it's
in
just
the
like
Staten
all,
Island High School.
In the Staten Island High School.
Yeah.
And then one, you know, they're arguing. One of them's so old and so Italian that everything he says is just like air escaping a stoma.
Yeah, yeah,
oh,
yeah.
One of those.
Like, I mean, you're not much. Come on, Joey. What are you talking about? This guy, where are you going? What's he know? What's he fucking know? This
are
guy,
they are they holding it down for Cuomo?
What the hell does this guy know?
One of those.
They like Cuomo, fellow Paisano.
Well, one of them says, like, I don't like the guy, but I'm going to tell you right now, what's happening is wrong.
The best take there is.
The best take.
Wrong. I agree. Yeah, no, they hit it out of the park. Every fucking one. But the one is like, at one point, the guy's like, one of them goes, I don't care what it is. You pee standing up, you're a guy.
That's awesome.
You sit down, you're a girl. You want to piss sitting down, then you could be a girl. And it's like, they probably do that. I do it half the time. I like to put my dick in the water and then piss under the water.
Nice.
Wow.
You know?
Yeah.
That's
awesome. Yeah. Like a little sea monster.
Like incognito style.
So no one knows. No one can hear you. In space, no one can hear your stream.
No one can hear you piss.
Yeah. And then halfway through, when it was like really getting hot, one of them's like, Well, how about this? Let's talk college basketball for a second.
Oh, yeah, because it's March Madness. March Madness. Yeah.
Who do they have? Shout out to Loyola of Chicago.
Yeah. Are they still in it?
Chef Boyola. Yeah.
They have a fat guy.
Shout out to fucking Sister Jean.
What is she doing?
She's still alive, bro. You don't remember Sister Jean?
How old is she?
She's like 99 now or some shit.
She's rooting for the boys?
Yeah, she's there. You don't remember this?
I don't pay attention to boys basketball, dude.
Shut the fuck up.
I don't want to risk it.
Sister Jean was a powerhouse, a tour de force, and she's back.
She was at the tournament.
She's been there before.
Cheering. Mm-hmm. I think I've seen pics of it before.
Yeah, you better have.
Yeah, I looked at pics of that one.
Anyway, not only that, but tomorrow
is what?
Greek Independence Day.
Okay.
Opa. Segnoris apotinopsi. I don't remember.
Oh, sorry. I was trying to help you out.
Soca babe is a penis.
Oh, no. Offa. Segnoris apotinopsi. Pume via.
Call the police.
Attacco. Calav Galveni.
Donnellini.
Non taiera.
And you clean
yes,
up the soccer the Andrew evidence out of the baby's ass.
Yeah, no. Yes,
and you eat your own
Andrew
evidence.
Many. Hiero, hiero, lefteria.
Smack the baby up a bit before you leave.
No, you don't.
Just to put a little extra sting on it.
No, that's not the Greek national anthem. I just want to say shout out to the whole fucking team. Suck my dick, the Ottoman Empire.
Yeah.
You fucking motherfuckers.
The Ottoman Empire.
Fuck you're on you. Our shit list.
Fuck the Sultan.
The Ottoman Empire. A group of fags.
Amen. On this day, amen, brother.
Imagine an entire country filled with fags. A place called the Turkish zone.
Why are you making me sit on Ottoman right now?
Two men.
As a fucking, to show them, that's a sign for the Turks, even Jews sit on you.
Oh, that's right.
Even Jews rank above you, Turks.
Even Jews.
Yeah, that's right.
Take that.
And if you haven't heard at home, I've graduated from the box to the Ottoman.
Imagine a world.
Adam now has an Ottoman.
Nick has given me an Ottoman to sit on.
Imagine a world.
Which is really just a box with
a
little bit of a cushion.
I got to throw out that coffee table, and then I'm going to throw out this thing here.
That, the table mate?
Yeah.
What? That's nice. A little.
No, not this. The TV thing.
Oh, really?
Or just like.
What, just mount it on the wall?
Yeah, I need more
mounting's
space.
Nice.
I might just like. I don't want to like. To cut this thing to like push it all the way against the wall so it forms against the baseboards, it would be. The effort that went into making the front of it look nice, it would look like just retarded if I were to do that. So I might just build something different so that there's like a ledge there for the TV.
And you could just mount the TV.
No, because that's like plaster on masonry or something. I mean, it's like.
Interesting.
It would tear all that up. I don't really want to do
that. I get it. Your dick is small. No worries.
Uh-huh. And it wasn't. His dick was actually...
The reason he couldn't do it is because his dick was small.
We're not going to say his dick isn't small, but that's not the reason.
We can just end it right now.
Sort of a roundabout logic. It's true. It happened to be small. And it wasn't because of it.
I just want to say, man, the fucking Greek Independence motherfuckers, those guys rock. There was a
who is like you're like Paul Revere.
Paul Revere, all he did was say the British were coming.
Oh, like who was your big Independence?
There's a couple guys. There's a couple good ones. There's Colocotroni, right?
Yeah,
these guys, by the way, have incredible mustaches. You know, he was just a leader of the revolution against the fucking Turks. He was a member of a group called the Kleftes.
The cleft lips.
No, they didn't have cleft lips.
They had.
It's like cleft. Lips. They were thieves. They would steal from the Ottomans. The Turks came in and they said, "Fuck that. We're not living in your little fucking Turkish zone. We're going to the mountains to get pussy and live free."
Uh-huh.
Okay. They never submitted.
Damn. History rocks. I love just sitting around imagining history because reading about it I don't like, but when I just like think about like.
sick ass battles.
Dude. Well, here's the best part.
And emperors. And yeah. just I'll, sometimes I'll just like study history, but in my mind.
Yeah, I agree, dude.
I imagine. Well,
here's the best part about the Kleftis, right? Not only did they not tell the fucking Ottoman, didn't submit to the Ottomans ever,
yes.
but because they were in the mountains and they never wanted them to know where they
the
were.
The Fraudimans.
The Fraudimans, exactly. Yeah.
Look up frauding on Wikipedia.
That's who it started by the Turks. They developed a new way to cook a lamb.
By shoving it in your ass.
No, they smoked it. Greek people weren't really smoking shit. They didn't want to do it over an open fire, so they just fucking covered it, smoked that bitch, slow roasted it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Kleftiko style lamb is delicious. So that's
I saw Adam doing a Kleftiko style dick sucking.
So he braised it slowly in his mouth.
I was at Hudson News, and Adam was sucking off the Bengalese man who worked at the Dunkin' Donuts.
Low and slow.
For hours over a campfire.
And he was like, son, what are you doing this to me? He's like, Adam said, I'm trying to prove to a different coffee shop that I'm not racist. So I picked the most high-traffic Bengalese coffee shop, the Hudson News, Penn Station. So I say Adam is here to confirm. Thank you, Adam, for proving the story to be real.
Yeah.
By confirming the details as I tell the story.
I just, you know, I like the details.
Yeah. Have you ever seen that place? There's a place in Penn Station that's like a fucking like Steve Harvey suit kind of depot that's called Tycoon.
I love that. And I think about that every single time.
We should go get
it's crazy that that's allowed.
I mean, it is wild.
Tycoon.
T-I-E-C-O-O-N.
Wild.
Yeah.
We should go
get
suits
there. It's like not strong enough of a pun.
That's probably like the only day at work you ever talk about in the 20 years you worked at like the Department of Businesses or whatever in Albany. The fucking Secretary of State, you just do all the LLC filings. And it's all just like Johnson's Cleaning Service.
Yeah.
And then fucking like an esquire for gentlemen. The name Tycoon LLC.
Yeah.
And you're like, I'm having a stroke.
I'm sorry. Martha, can you read this? Am I seeing this correctly?
Can somebody come in here and read this for me before I start hooting and hollering and calling all of my racist friends? I'm about to send this to Mike Racine. Can someone take a look at this before I embarrass myself, before jumping the gun?
This isn't Photoshop, right? It's real.
This is a real thing. My friend Jordan, I remember he's telling me about, there was this idiot Chris we knew back in the day, and it was like fucking, I think I told this story, it was like late 2007, and he was driving by somebody behind somebody with an Obama bumper sticker, and he was like, yo, look at this. There's some guy running named Bama. It's like, you don't know who Barack Obama is?
It's 2007.
I forgot about that term, Bamas.
Yeah.
People in D.C. said that a lot.
That's true.
Look at this Bama.
It means country.
Yeah, it means country.
I'm going down, down, baby. Suck onto my penis. I'm a gay guy. Please come and fuck my ass. Shitty, 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 shitty.
Trump's starting his own like social media platform.
Oh, hell yeah.
I hope it comes with like snacks.
What is it? What's it called?
This should be something like Twitter, but then you also get like,
I hope it's super successful.
Is it called Trumpler?
There's also like shrimp cocktail and crudite.
I'm not a crudite type guy.
Why?
Then you got the, it's all dips.
It's all about the dips, dude. It's not about the vegetables.
Mm-hmm. No, no, thank you.
What do you mean?
I mean, I like dips, but vegetables suck. What kind of dips? Like ranch?
I'm saying a crudité tray is made by the dips.
Honey mustard.
What kind of dips? Say, tell me a dip. Could,
well, I mean, ranch, yeah, just ranch.
You could have
just
a hummus ranch. Out
fuck
there.
Fuck out of here.
Why?
Fuck you, that's why. Hummus on a fucking celery stick? That's
why
supposed
to
be
curse
good?
At me?
Because you're telling me crudité is good and it's bad.
Yeah, but you can't just curse.
And even ranch, give me fucking buffalo wings.
Not ranch, dude. The blue cheese.
Oh,
blue
you know,
cheese.
We should get... Oh, you can't. You're running a diet. Fuck. I was going to say we should get wings after this.
Oh, I would love to get wings.
There's a place in Queens.
I have to go home and eat fucking mushrooms and fucking
We did not say we, meaning three. It was not three.
Well, I can't go
I
anyway.
I said we.
I had plans.
I did not say thrice the us.
Thrice the us shall commence
shall
to the wings.
Shall John do queens for whatever bullshit fucking fake wings you're going to suggest.
No, yeah, Brian
what's
told
it called?
Brian took me to this place.
Oh, so you're copying Brian.
That is incredible.
What's it called?
Copying.
It's called Breedies.
And now you're insulting Brian on the show by associating yourself with
honestly, at first I didn't want to blow it up, but now I want to help these people's business.
Where in Queens?
I'll look it up right now.
Like roughly.
Yes.
I'll
look it up, dude. Queens all looks the same.
Astoria?
The Copier's Gambit.
Forest Hills?
It's like, it's something.
Long Island City?
It's my favorite restaurant. What's the name?
Rego Park on Woodhaven Boulevard.
Okay.
Yeah, Breedies. It has like a Tudor exterior.
It's pretty cool. Rego Park was actually in the 1920s. That neighborhood was all like rural.
It looks like this.
And then
the place.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I think I'm
Breedies.
With that.
Rego Park. It was like a
Breedies.
Incredible
is that
wings.
Is that where everybody nuts in your ass?
No, that's
just let me get through this.
That's not what happened.
Rego Park.
Yeah, yeah.
It was like
ahead.
An empty field, and in the 1920s, a bunch of Asian immigrants came over, and they built the whole town out of Legos. And that's where Rego Park came from.
Interesting.
Hashtag stop Asian hate, guys. We're gonna, if not stopping it, at least taking it down a notch.
That's right.
No more mass shootings. Let's just get it back to the LR stuff.
Let's
stop the violence.
We got to crank the anti-Asian violence from 11.
Back to 4.
Back to a reasonable 2.5.
2.5 is fine. Yeah,
just
maybe
a nice,
too much.
The volume you'd listen to, like, you know, like soft rock at.
Yeah, elevator music.
Elevator music kind of
volume.
We just want a light background.
Like an air supply.
Yeah, like if I'm if I'm going to pay less and I'm looking for fucking.
Right, airwalks.
Yeah. Airwalks, yeah, exactly. If I'm trying to look like Tony Hawk.
But on a budget.
But
poor.
I'm trying to be poor Tony Hawk.
But if you're still waiting for your dad's disability to come through,
mm-hmm.
so you can get airwalks.
That kind of anti-Asian.
That's sad.
Shout out to my dad's fucking accident at Home Depot. Shout out to literally what happened to me
that?
In third grade.
Yeah. Did you get paid off that? Fat?
I don't believe he did.
Well, he's walking down one of the aisles looking for something, and a nail caught his clothes, and it ripped all of his clothes.
And then he got circumcised by accident at Home Depot.
And then he was embarrassed, and he kept falling and slipping, and his dick got caught in the saw.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what happened.
He got his foreskin off.
Mm-hmm. How dare they?
And he sued for years, and they were like, actually, we were taking you to jail for a decent exposure.
If you
want
to see pictures of Stav's father's penis, you can go to patreon.com/cumtown.
That's right.
And sign up for just $5 a month. You get an extra picture of his father's penis.
That's true.
Wait, isn't there some news?
No, there isn't. Not until there is news.
Okay, there might be some news.
God damn it, Adam.
I didn't say anything.
Yes, you did. The very suggestion is saying something.
All right, there's no news.
You've already said by saying it again, that means that there should have. You know, you don't understand broadcasting.
You really don't. How long have we been doing this? Fucking 25 years,
something like that.
And you still don't understand the basics.
We were young men when this started.
We refers to me and stop. Thrice us.
Thrice you skipped two.
Exactly.
Yeah, what do you mean? I skipped two.
No, there is.
You're not even following the logic of brought to you by mybookie.com.
All right. It's March Madness time, and that means mybookie.ag is the place to go to bet on college sports.
Mm-hmm. It's probably the Sweet 16 right now or something.
It's around there, Sweet 16, which is the same age of girls that Stavros likes to take out.
That's not true at all. Why would you say that?
You take out girls, 16-year-old.
Don't fuck. You're the one who looks like Woody Allen here, pal. Mm-hmm. Right?
All right. I don't know.
Don't you even dare.
Is Woody Allen part of the stop Asian hate thing?
Well, he loves
his wife. Is that part of it?
I think it is.
Are they including that?
Mm-hmm.
Shane Gillis using the N-word. It is what caused Soon Yi to be molested.
To be molested.
That's true. Yep. By her stepfather.
There's a direct line between the two of those.
There's no way it didn't cause
it. It's sort of like the trolley problem. And the trolley is a guy using the N-word.
Mm-hmm. And the people on the tracks are black people. And then the guy at the switch is Shane Gillis. And the other track is the Chinese masseuse.
Mm.
And
So you're saying Shane was definitely going to kill either a bunch of black people or a bunch of Asian people.
Yes.
And by saying the Chinese anti-Asian slurs, he switched the lever.
And you know where he said it? At mybookie.ag.
So go to mybookie.ag
to bet on a video of Shane using the N-word.
Mm-hmm. If it's funny, you get $100.
They have a welcome bonus for people, I think 50%, and 150% casino bonus for up to $750.
And for Adam, it's a 50%.
Yeah, yep. 50%. Like a woman,
you get double the purses.
Carry a purse.
You get a purse.
That's right.
Or half the purses.
You could
exactly
also
sure.
bet with Bitcoin. Now,
wow.
Yeah.
That's huge.
So if you're one of those Thailand pedophile style guys, you can use Bitcoin.
Yeah, we got NFTs.
Oh yeah,
I'm whatever
that is.
Nice fucking tits.
Nice fucking tits. Is that what it stands for?
Yeah.
Oh, then I like them. They're good.
I was, yeah.
But you were what?
I was into tits, honestly, before.
Shut the fuck up, man. You're pissing me off.
Mm-hmm. I'm older than you, so technically that makes me into tits.
Oh, Stephanie, it's good to see you.
No, welcome, stop it. I don't want to hear them. We're talking about mybookie.ag right now.
Just told us you missed it. There was a story
about
the animal shelter. That's true.
No.
In case you heard anything about NFTs while you're out there in the world of liars.
They have a first deposit bonus up to $1,000.
Welcome back to the no spin zone.
And it's bracket season. Right now, baby.
It's bracket season. You know what that means? March Madness, which we have to change to March Mental Illness Month.
March Neuroatypical.
I am neuroatypical about basketball because madness is an anti-retardite slur.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't do anti-retardism.
That's not what we do here.
This is not an anti-tardic show.
Not at all.
Fuck. What was I... My bookie.
They got sportsbook, casino, racing, deposit, refer your friend. I'm just reading off the menu.
The only thing that really matters is the promo code.
They have a VIP online betting experience.
Cumtown 20.
It's one of those, folks.
Look. You gotta
play around with it.
So
it's like a slot machine.
Honestly, what are
you?
You
pull the lever.
For?
Mm-hmm. You choose the one you want. And if you get it right, cha-ching.
Cha-ching.
You won.
And that's what mybookie.com
is
all about.
Even the promo code you're gambling.
The Carolina Chanticleers and the Bryant Bulldogs.
Oh, man.
Is that what's going on?
Sooners and the Bulldogs. Kings and Cavaliers. Thunder and Timberwolves. Hornets and Spurs.
What is this?
I'm just reading the list. I'm just killing time here.
I don't think
you got Loyola versus Oregon on Saturday. Who you got in that one, Stav?
I got to keep going with Loyola.
Oregon State. I mean.
I got to go with Loyola. I got to go with my boys.
You got to go with
Chef Boyola.
Boyola RD.
Why choose MyBookie Sportsbook? If you're new to online sports betting or a seasoned pro, we strive to create the absolute best online betting experience for all of our customers. Our name, MyBookie, says it all. That is so true.
It absolutely is.
When I hear the name MyBookie.ag, something in my brain goes, real business, please have all of my money.
It
says
it all.
That's a name you can trust.
It says it all.
It is a name you can trust.
Please. I love betting with MyBookie.
Please take all of my money.
Please take my money.
Please take my money I made. At Goldman Sachs.
Exactly.
They've been having a hard time, so they've been hiring managing directors in the parking lot.
Trabajo, boys.
Trabajo. What does trabajo mean?
Work.
All right. What am I thinking
fucking
of?
Idiot.
What's travel?
Both.
You know what? In both French and Spanish, it's like trabajo and travailler or some shit.
Mm-hmm.
Travail?
Something like that.
Like Beau Travail.
So it's like I always, that fucks me up because it sounds like travel in English, which means like going on a vacation or something.
Yeah.
Yep.
And in all the other languages, the ones that get, you know, kind of nasty with it, with the accents and all that shit.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
It means a job.
Damn.
And that's the kind of shit you
can... That's awesome.
That's some linguistic ass shit right there.
Noam Chomsky write books about this shit, dude.
It's facts.
Yeah. I've been getting into Noam Chomsky lately as a...
Noam can actually chomp on my dick-ski.
As a intellectual comedian.
Oh, yeah.
I've been reading Noam Chomsky.
I've read Chomsky, and he's full of it, let me tell you.
I was using my speak and spell to learn the animal noises as well while reading Ingalls and Chomsky.
Wow.
Biography.
That's awesome, dude.
And I came to the realization that... Shane Gillis is bad.
Yes.
Yeah, he's a murderer.
Well, they've been talking. Marx definitely has a whole chapter on Shane Gillis being bad.
And Adorno also. Oh,
Porkheimer.
Yeah, Porkheimer, Adorno.
I'm about to Porkheimer some pussy. Because I adore no tits. Yeah.
Some people say Lacan. I say Lacant.
Lacan
my nuts.
Yeah, Adam picked the dumbest one.
All right, sorry. I'll go back to
you it. Brought it up too.
I thought we were
you brought you had time to sit there and think about whether it was a good one or not.
I wasn't trying.
You said Lacan, because the goal for you is to
all right,
just
all
to
right,
prove you
all
know
right,
stuff. Prove you know
to
the
be
guy.
The guy we're essentially making fun.
I don't know any of that stuff. I literally don't know any of that stuff.
You know you
I haven't
do know?
Read. I know that. Oh, believe me, I know that.
Yeah. That sounds like a medical emergency. You
slowly
can,
killing yourself by
you
smelling your own
Then you
fart.
Can fix at mybookie.ag. They're your legal online bookie, open 24 hours, 7 days a week. There isn't another sports book on the planet that gives the experience that we do. They'll suck your cock.
They'll suck your cock freedom
style. And that's
style.
The experience. Okay.
That's why they're available all of the time. That's
they're much they like Adam Friedland. They're available to do gay shit 24/7.
You just ask them for the Venmo. Just send them the
yes,
Venmo.
Adam, what was the guy's name?
Andre
Bruno. You just ask for the Bruno treatment and you'll get it.
You tell him Bruno.
You want that Bruno treatment, Friedland
style.
Tell
him a Bruno
they offer wager types, including straight bets, parlays, teasers, buying and selling points, bets and action wagers. Their lines are displayed in American fractional or decimal odds. Plus, we offer terrific initial and reload bonuses and promotions galore. So sign up, use promo code Cumtown or Cumtown20.
Mm-hmm.
And for a bonus of 50% up
that's
to $1,000
awesome.
With 10x rollover and some other kind of fucking special thing if you use that.
It's awesome. I love it.
So go up, bet on fucking March Madness. With the way the stock market is in crypto, there's no way you can't lose on sports.
That's right.
It's the famous expression, God smiles in threes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He smiled on this markets. He smiled on crypto, and now he will smile
on Adam's 3-inch penis.
On Adam's 3-inch penis, which you can bet. You can bet Adam's body on my bookie.
And you can,
You can collateralize Adam's body. Or you can mint your own swap tokens to use as collateralize Adam's body with swap tokens and then bet those swap tokens on my bookie.
Whoa.
And if you lose, Adam gets raped. Adam's raped at that.
Jesus. Guys, so bet carefully.
You got to check it out.
Because Adam might be doing a bunch of gay stuff. Mm-hmm. And listen, this is all according to the truth-telling ladies. Mm-hmm. I don't know this stuff.
It's all true.
Okay, so they say it's true. And it isn't news to me. But please bet carefully, because even though he's doing all that kind of stuff, he's still my friend and I love him dearly.
I appreciate
so I don't want him to
acknowledging
die.
That publicly.
I saw Adam, me and Evelyn were at 7-Eleven, and Adam had a big
sounds
gulp full
like
of cum.
Sounds a lot like your voice.
Well, a lot of people sound the same, Adam. Maybe your ears haven't been fucked clean in a while. And you've forgotten. That's the other thing he does.
What's that? Evelyn? Or I guess Evelyn's friend?
He gets his ears blown out. So he doesn't have to pay the doctor to do it.
Oh, smart.
Yeah.
Yet again, just like the taxi cruiser. Another way to be gay and save money. classic two birds, one stone scenario.
It's more about the saving
money. Adam on an infomercial. I'm going to teach you how to save money by having gay sex. I was a substitute teacher. I was making $22,000 a year, and then I signed up for the gay sex cash flow business solutions plan for life. Gold Life Cash Flow Solutions Money Pocket Essential Systems Maximize. Yeah. And the gold plan, for only $899 a month, or simple, easy $80 daily payments to a man named Bruno, you can win in the Cashflow Gold Gay Sex Max Out System of Sexual Pleasure and saving a couple of bucks.
It doesn't sound like that's good economics to be paying just, Bruno.
It's a guy in a home, 90s home office, just immaculate, like beautiful millwork home office in front of a huge lawn using a big fucking computer.
Yep.
Moving the mouse around. Yeah.
Yeah.
Clicking now, on little now, leather outfits.
My returns last year, we retired from our jobs as janitors, and now me and my wife, Jessa, make over $800 million a year. We were able to retire early, and now we sit in jet skis in our living room. And all it took was having a little bit of gay sex and a little bit of luck. Results not typical.
What were all those
businesses? Most customers will just be fucked out outside of Central Park. Most customers will be turned out and sexually abused outside of Central Park.
It's never clear what those businesses are.
It's like sort of stock, sort of like passive income. Like they never explain
what
the
multi-level marketing
is. Yeah, that shit made me so depressed as a kid. I would watch those commercials and it's like this world is so, like it's just hopeless.
Yeah.
You get to be an adult and you're like hoping that the answer is going to be a fucking 900 number at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Just thinking about the sad fucks that are like, I'm going to be like that jet ski guy.
Yeah. I'm sick of fucking being a bitch and losing.
Yeah.
It's time to start winning.
Yeah.
I love winning.
By calling this man with dollar bills all over his suit.
Matthew Lesko.
It's question marks, right?
Wait,
that was the Riddler.
That's the Riddler.
Wait, what is Matthew Lesko?
Matthew Lesko would like...
Exclamation
tell
points?
You how to get money.
No, no, I remember.
Government.
I know who he is, but I mean like... Oh, yeah, what is that?
He would like...
Is he also he full like of shit?
He applied for grants and stuff.
I don't know. Mm-hmm.
He was like a PPP loan fraud guy.
Yeah. Right.
So
like
what he would do is he would take out PPP loans and say, for example, that he was living in Brooklyn working as like a freelancer, when really he had already moved back to his parents' home in Idaho.
Interesting.
And applied for a PPP loan
and you
fraudulently.
Could make, how much money could you make on that?
Through two installments, about $15,000.
Not bad. From the federal government.
From the federal government. You could falsely claim you were paying rent in Brooklyn when really you were in Idaho.
I bet you that shit got forgiven quick.
Yeah.
No, Matthew Lesko.
Would tell you DMV like, legend.
Yeah, you'd see him around DC.
He's a Bethesda guy. I believe.
You know a movie I saw recently and it was kind of sick and I thought it
Call
it'd
Me
be,
By Your Name,
no.
Just the parts where they kiss?
No, not that actually. I saw and I thought it would be really bad. War Dogs. Have you seen that movie?
I have not.
It's Jonah Hill and then that guy whose face I don't like, Miles Teller.
He actually saw a movie called Warm Dogs.
No.
Warm Dogs?
Yeah. And it was about Adam Kepe. It was in World War I. People would get trench dick. And their dicks
would fall off.
Their dicks would fall off, and Adam, he would run up, and he was like...
That's not true.
He on was, all fours wearing a
that's
collar?
That's not the movie.
He was
no,
like
was
Florence Nightingale running up and down the line, sucking everyone off.
Sucking the trench... Microbes off
the
their
The microbes, and he'd live off the microbes.
Yeah. Sucking them up and then bandaging them. Gently and lovingly bandaging them. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to tell you about this Todd Phillips film, War Dogs.
Oh, it was the Todd Phillips joint?
It was. I didn't realize.
Interesting.
But, yeah, it's about this 18 and 20-year-old kid who, like, during the Iraq War...
They had sex with Adam.
No. They found... they just, like, learned how to use the government contracting website to, like, order weapons and stuff for, like, for the troops in Afghanistan. And they got something like a $600 million contract from the government.
Damn.
Yeah, about getting like AK-47 ammunition.
Where'd they find the guns and
they
shit?
They found it in like somewhere in the Balkans or something.
Respect.
And then, yeah, they lied to the government and didn't tell them that it was Chinese like bullets or something like that. Yeah. From the Cold War or some shit, but
did it all end up good for the guys?
No, I think they went to jail. But it's a very good movie, very funny.
Respect.
Yeah, wow, yeah. Cool story.
No, no, but it's
anyway,
the Matthew
so I
got
to return
thing.
A bunch of shit to Amazon.
The Matthew Lesko thing just
like, I
got
to walk all the way to the UPS store.
Sucks, dude. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's fucking pain in the ass.
Oh, that stinks, dude.
You know what? Yeah,
you
got to
initiate
it...
the... Excuse me.
Okay. I'm dying of allergies right now from your cat, by the way.
Me too.
This whole episode.
I'm also allergic to cats.
You
I just care.
No,
wearing, I care about the animal kingdom.
Mm.
And so no, I have this... I have this piece of shit thing that lives in my house because I respect... Look, here she comes.
Here she comes again.
The cat knows.
Sucking dick because she's gay.
Hey, you got to go somewhere?
No.
Well,
I wanted to stand up. The ottoman was starting to hurt my butt.
You can open the window if you want.
It's not going to help the fresh air. It's just this cat. I have cat dander in my noses. In my nostrils, I mean.
In your noses?
I meant nostrils.
Yeah, Adam has two
straight.
Noses, by the way.
I'm not thinking straight, dude.
Well, what else is
he? He's thinking gay.
He's thinking Friedland, a.k.a. gay.
Come on.
You know his brain, actually.
No, think of these old ladies.
The truth-telling ladies.
The old truth-tellers. fuck, dude.
Well, folks, if you want to purchase a t-shirt, you can go to cum.town while supplies last.
That's right.
Some very good t-shirts.
Go to stavi.biz. We got a new Dream to Imagine ponytail
shirt. I saw
shirt.
A mock-up of that. It's very beautiful.
Thank you.
And
yes.
As
definitely buy that.
Always, for an additional episode every week, you go to patreon.com.
Go to patreon.com.
/ cum.
If you're one of our many new Spotify listeners,
yeah.
Go to patreon.com. You can get double this.
That's right. We are also on Spotify, and we switched hosts in January, and they have no way to like just press a button and it puts it as a podcast.
Yeah.
And everything else. Because like for years, people would be like, all you have to do is you email. I'm like, all right, no, I'm not. Wrong. Most
Someone's
people just
doing it
watch
us.
This on YouTube anyways, and I have no idea how it gets on there.
Somebody is stealing. Most of the people that get our content have stolen it. But if you are one of them and you have had a change of heart and want to actually pay $5 a month for bonus episodes, in addition to this YouTube video you're watching,
the episodes
to try and stop you from killing yourself.
Are mailed to your house on cassette tape that's signed. Adam writes a personal letter.
I write a letter, yeah. That's one of my jobs around here, around the office.
He writes a personal letter to everyone that signs up. They send it to you. All right. Stop Asian hate.
Stop Asian hate.
That was the important thing this week.
Bye, bros.